All right, guys. So right now we have six people here. We've made quorum, and I think we should get on with the meeting here. All right, so let me just do a roll call real quick here. Caroline Burden.
Here.
Laura Andrews. Denise Joyce.
Here.
Ben Garin. Tom Murata.
Here.
Daryl McPherson. Bruce Greif.
Carolyn and Denise made me do it.
All right, thanks, Bruce. Am I at?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, and I'm here. So we've got six people at the meeting. Like I said, we've made quorum. So we just did the roll call. We need to set up a timekeeper. Denise, are you still up to it?
Yes.
Okay, so Denise will be timekeeper. C is read the agenda, so let me do that right now. This is the agenda for your WBAI CAB meeting of January 21st, 2024. A is roll call. B is timekeeper. C is read the agenda. D is guest speakers. And the guest speakers should be coming around 1:30 or so today. Well, does anyone have the time right now?
1:19.
1:20.
Oh, okay. He should be here shortly then. E is CAB announcements. F is reading of December's minutes. G is tabled issues. H is programming and significant station policy. I is other issues. J is repeat announcements. K is next meeting date. And L is adjourn the meeting. So now we are, does anyone have any suggestions for the agenda? In other issues, we're going to be talking about the leafleting issue that we spoke about in the December meeting. And I believe Denise has a couple of issues to raise at that time also. And if anyone has any other issues they want to raise, they can do it at that time.
And Neil, I'd like to request an excuse for me on the December meeting. I was dealing with a health issue.
Yeah. All right. If there's no objections, we'll excuse my yap for the December meeting. No, I hear no objections, so you have an excused absence, my yap.
Thank you.
All right, guest speaker is waiting. We're waiting for that for him to arrive at around 1:30. So let me read the CAB announcements. Right, here they are. All right, in the CAB announcements, we have a code of conduct. We ask that that everyone abide by the stack order assigned, and that we maintain and observe. Excuse me, everybody. that we observe and maintain our three-minute comment period. We must maintain the agenda order, and conversation must stay on the agenda topic. Also, everyone is welcome to attend the CAB meetings, and you're not required to identify yourself. However, if you wish to become a CAB member, then we need to know your name, because you must be a member of WBAI and attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings. And, well, I already said this, but we would like to adjourn the meeting by 3:30 at the latest this afternoon. All right. Next on the agenda here is a reading of the December minutes. So do you have that, Tom?
Yes.
So go ahead. You have the floor.
There was a meeting of the WBAI CAB on December 17, 2023 at 1 p.m. It was held by Maestro Conference Calls. Those attending were Neil Voss, Denise Joyce, Daryl McPherson, Carolyn Burden, Laura Andrews, Jack DePalma, Bert Cerrone, and Tom Murata. Voting members present were Neil Voss, Denise Joyce, Daryl McPherson, Carolyn Burden, Laura Andrews, and Tom Murata. The agenda was A, roll call, B, timekeeper, C, read and accept the agenda, D, guest speakers, E, CAB announcements, F, read and accept the November 19, 2023 minutes, G, tabled issues, H, programming and significant station policy, I, other issues, J, repeat announcements, K, next meeting, and L, adjourn meeting. The meeting started at 1:07 p.m. The roll call was taken. The timekeeper for the meeting was Denise Joyce. The agenda was read and accepted. There were no guest speakers at this point of the meeting. Under E, CAB announcements were made by Neil Voss. Under F, the reading of the November 19, 2023 meeting was read and accepted. Under G, there were no tabled issues. Under H, programming and significant station policy, a number of suggestions was made. One was to have at least 15 minutes of call-in time for some of the programs. Because of lobbying for this, more time has been added to a lot of the shows. However, the shows that have political issues discussed with elected leaders as guests, there is a little time to have interaction with these elected officials. The show just comes out as a press release for that elected official when the show hosts do not ask the toughest questions, so to keep them coming back as elected officials. The show just comes, The show just comes out as a press release for that elected official when the show hosts do not ask the toughest questions, so to keep them coming as guests, that an interested caller would ask to get their response to real everyday issues. We unanimously accepted this suggestion. Another issue discussed was to help promote the station to get more listeners and supporters. Neil wanted to push the issue with the use of leaflets. Persaroni, that has attended this as her first CAB meeting, said she used leafleting to create awareness on her issues. Also, with Jack DePalma entering the meeting as the meeting went on, he was invited to be a guest speaker to give us an update on the WBI LSB and many issues that are faced by BAI and Pacifica, and took questions. Under I, other issues, the community needs assessment was read. The CAB election was discussed. We will stick with the current offices until more people are qualified to run and can run for office. Under J, Neil repeated the CAB announcements. Under K, the next meeting will be January 21st, 2023 at 1 p.m. It will be held by Maestro Conference Calls, and the meeting adjourned at 2:58 p.m., and that was it.
All right, thanks, Tom. Hello. Hello, someone just came on to the meeting?
Yes. Good afternoon, it's Beth Marine.
Hi, I'm glad you were able to make the meeting. Thanks so much for coming. I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, we just
I couldn't hear his name.
It's Besserine.
Okay, thank
yes.
you.
Yes, I spoke to Neil this morning. I didn't know if I would make it or not, but I did.
All right, I'm glad you're here. So thanks so much for coming. Let me just get your name down.
It's Besserine.
Yes, okay. And, all right, so does anyone have the time right now?
It is 1:28.
Very good. We have our
1:28. All right. Is Dr. James McIntosh here?
Yes.
Go ahead, Denise.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yes, I am.
So, Dr. McIntosh, thank you for attending our meeting. I'm just going to introduce you in very quickly, and then we'll start the dialogue. As I was saying, we have Dr. James McIntosh. He is a psychiatrist and a host of The Mind Field, aired on WBAI on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Of course, I'm very impressed with his programming and how he discusses and addresses the challenges of the listeners and the average person on a daily basis. In addition to that, he showed great creativity in bringing notoriety and fundraising to noteworthy organizations in our community. And so I want to welcome you, Dr. McIntosh, and we'll start the conversation.
Okay. Greetings, everybody. Thank you for inviting me. As you just heard, my name is James McIntosh, and I, along with Dr. Ritzadina McIntosh, are a host of a show called Mind Field about health and mental health. I'd especially like to thank Ms. Joyce for reaching out and asking me to come, and anybody else that was involved in inviting me to dialogue with you. It's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think I just heard it reiterated, that you would like to hear from me, some of the techniques I use in bringing funds and attention to worthy organizations, and two, my thoughts about WBAI, and three, perhaps how we might ensure the future of WBAI. So first, am I accurate as to what you wanted me to talk about in this few minutes?
That was some of the questions that I thought might be interesting for the listeners. And then other people will post their questions in the other portion of the question section of your dialogue.
Okay. You know, it would be all right with me if people wanted to ask the questions first. And that would be what I was going to say. But it's up to you. However you want to do it is fine with me. I'm going to be brief. Kim Kardashian said to each of her husbands, I won't be keeping you long. So let's start with the last first. How we might ensure the future of WBAI. This is in some ways a difficult question for me to answer for a couple of reasons, because one, I don't really know the extent of the debt WBAI has. And two, one of the techniques, when you ask me for techniques and principles, that I have used and the people who work with me have used in the organizations which I've been in leadership is, one, to remain debt-free. That would be my first priority, is because the organizations, WBAI included, such as BAI, and the organizations which I've been in leadership have been organizations that people might consider against the grain or against the system. So over the years, in terms of which organizations those are, there have been many, but the three main ones would be CMOTAP, the Committee to Eliminate Media Offensive to African People, the Board for the Education of People of African Ancestry, and also in another lifetime, during the 80s, I was president of the nation's largest union of salaried physicians, the Committee of Interns and Residents, whose motto was healthcare, not profit. And that organization, I can't take credit for them remaining debt-free, because although I was the president there for two terms, there was a permanent leadership and staff that had more expertise in those things financial, and also because we had payroll deduction from our 5,000 members, which is a permanent source of income, which is all of the interns and residents in the Health and Hospitals Corporation, and most of the hospitals in the League of Voluntary Hospitals, and all of the hospitals in the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey's hospitals. Now, with CMOTAP and the Board for the Education of People of African Ancestry, we were, however, to this principle of remaining debt-free, And that technique of being remaining debt free, we were able to purchase our own headquarters, a brownstone in Harlem, and two, a storefront and meeting hall in South Ozone Park. Now, the reason we've operated in this way is similar to what I said about WBAI. You cannot fight the system, then borrow money from the supporters of that same system without them using that debt to destroy you. But own money itself is not the only problem with respect to WBAI and debt. One of the problems for BAI is to whom WBAI owes money. Excuse me for being overly scientific to describe the company that controls your fundraising phone number. That scientific number language is that they do a piss-poor job. I cannot tell you the number of donors that have told me that when they called the donation line, they were told there's no such show as Minefield. Many of our listeners have also called and were simply unable to make a donation in that first contact with the operators of the donation line, no matter how hard they tried. Now, the only reason I'm not going to say that they are working against the interests of the station is that I don't want to be sued for libel. So I will say they appear to be working against the interests of the station. The people I've encountered when I call the number appear to have good old boy and good old girl accents, and more than that, good old boy and good old girl attitudes. They moved at a snail's pace, and when they were taking donations, it's my understanding that WBAI cannot answer that number themselves until that debt is paid. I heard the number $37,000 or $38,000, something like that. So first thing, debt-free. Number two, I would get as many trusted volunteers as I could to efficiently at least take the donations that are available. Three, I would use your bully pulpit. WBAI has on more than one occasion permitted me to collect in a single clip at a church over $20,000, once so over $31,000. And that was for, you know, particular causes. WBAI has also once permitted me to fill the largest auditorium in Harlem. We didn't collect as much money we should have, but it was some things that occurred that kept that from happening. But if WBAI could do that for us, WBAI could do that for itself. When we had the Great Harlem Debate, many of the hosts on WBAI talked it up. I remember Bernard White. I remember Basir Chawi, so on and so forth. And the biggest auditorium in Harlem was Salem United Methodist Church, bigger than Abyssinian, seats 1,800 people, and we filled every seat. So BAI should be using that for themselves. Number four, BAI must attempt to collect a tax from all of the organizations, including the grassroots organizations that it assists. When you hold fundraisers, they should be asked to bring a certain amount of money to those fundraisers. When you talk about techniques that we use, I discovered one accidentally. There was a man by the name of John Smith out on Long Island, who a mob came. Threatened his wife, threatened his children, that sort of thing, and they actually chased one of his sons home. And he came out with a gun, and they tried to grab the gun from him. One of them ended up getting shot, and, you know, he got into a lot of trouble. He got arrested and sent to prison, and his family was thrown into a financial crisis. And so some people asked us to, you know, if we at CMOTAP would have a fundraiser for them in order to help his family. And I understand the money we raised actually helped him keep him from losing helped him paid his mortgage, and then kept him from losing his house. Now, what I discovered on that occasion was I was on BAI on Gary Bird's show, and I said, I want 100 people with $100 to come to, and the church was Nazarene Congregational Church. It's a church I grew up and went to Sunday school in and was ministered at that time by Reverend Conrad Tillard, formerly minister comrade of the Nation of Islam. He converted to Christianity and was the minister of that church. Let us use it. When I got there, I was very disappointed. I looked, there were about 65 people there. And you can generally expect to collect about $15 per person with a great, you know, the regular, with a great donation, you can get probably $15 to $20 an average, you know, per person. So I really was very disappointed. We collected $6,500 there. I forgot to say anybody can come. I wanted anybody to come to the fundraiser, but people actually thought I wanted only people with $100, and pretty much everybody who came there with $100. So we were able to collect $6,500 to $7,500 for them. So I discovered that, and so the last time we used the same technique, we had 2 weeks to try to bring together a fundraiser for Nayaba Arende, the editor of the Amsterdam News, who is tremendously underpaid. You know, tremendously underpaid. As I said at the forum, that Eleanor Tatum should be arrested for what they paid Nayaba Arende. And, you know, she wrote half of the paper and then edited the other half. So she was let go, or actually forced out is what I should say. And then so I said, you know, we'd like 100 people with $100. We'd like everybody else who has anything to please come, even if it's only a good wish to come. And even though we only had 2 weeks, we didn't really fill that church. We didn't fill the bottom part of that church. And it was a relatively small church, the House of the Lord. We collected $10,000. So I think that every organization that gets publicity on WBAI, that we invite them in, whether they're a big organization or a small organization, they should be asked to hold a fundraiser for WBAI. Or when we hold a fundraiser, because one of the techniques we used for that with Nayaba Arende was we asked different organizations, look, we're going to have this. We only got a short amount of time. Can you bring a big donation? Can you give $1,000? And so half of the money was collected from the people who were there, and the other half came from organizations that brought $1,000 with them. Most organizations can pull together $1,000 on a special occasion. And the reason I say that is because, like, if I was to say right now to the people on this panel that I could get you a brand new Tesla for $1,000, but you have to get it to me by tomorrow morning, I guarantee you almost everybody on this call would find some way to beg, borrow, or steal $1,000 to get a Tesla. It's basically you have the money for what you want to have it for, and you'll be motivated to get it for what you want to get it for. And pretty much, as I said before, most organizations, if they've got, you know, more than 10, 20 members, they could pull together $1,000 and should pull it together for a station like WBAI, which is helping them to exist. So now, I think also, and this one might not be appreciated so much by people who are producers, but I think every producer should hold a fundraiser during the year for the station. I don't care if it's a cake sale, a forum, a boat ride, a book party, a product, or a retreat, or a theater party, whatever. I think Gary Noel and David Rothenberger are examples of what can be done that way. I think they're very good at doing that. Mindfield held a couple of Zoom forums over the years. I think we've held three, and each time we raised a few thousand dollars or a couple of thousand dollars. If every producer were required to do that, the thing over, say, the next 3 months, we could pay off the bill that's owed to the people who are blocking our donations. That's what I have to say. In my opinion, they're blocking our donations. They're not helping us get the donations. Now, that would be number five, I think I said. Number six is some of the best and most popular programming and producers are now gone. I don't know, you know, the circumstances, but I know specifically programs that I think had a lot of listeners and certainly people that raised a lot of money. Hugh Hamilton, Eutrice Lead, Bernard White. Again, I don't know the particular situation. I understand that Eutrice Lead might be very, very ill, but I believe she's probably the person who raised the most money in one day for the station. And certainly she helped our forums that we held to be very, very well attended. When I look at the Nielsen's online, I don't even see WBAI. When WBAI was most successful, programming was not interrupted as much as it is now by short-term fundraising. But I understand the situation because it's like a person who gets so behind that, you know, that instead they'll use the money to pay their mortgage instead of fixing their boiler. And then they don't fix the boiler or fixing the roof, and then now they get a leak that destroys the house. You know, it seems like the station is kind of in that trouble. And lastly, it doesn't nobody any good to be the most correct slave on the plantation. You know, I mean, you might have the best idea. A guy might say, I think we should run north. Another guy might say, I think we should run west. It doesn't help you to bicker on that sort of a thing if you're all going to remain slaves. And so in the past, I went to some of the regular board meetings, and I don't know if it's still going on, but the interests of the station should be put above personal and ideological differences. People love a good debate. We should use those ideological and philosophical issues to have debates on the air. The one where we filled up the 1,800 seat church was the debate, was Obama's election good for black people? We would have raised a lot of money there, except for somebody didn't get the idea that we were all there for the same cause, a good cause, and we were successful with bringing the people, but somebody introduced rancor into it. The people who got the money that we gave, which was the friend, family and friends of Dr. Betuli Shakur, they were happy. They had never received that amount of money before, but it was a small amount when I know how much had been collected at smaller gatherings. There are other things issues right now that I think have just the same amount of potential, such as, is Biden too old to serve? Is Trump mentally fit to serve? Post-COVID, both sides of the vaccine debate now that pandemic is over. And lastly, very lastly, I think that we should use social media to promote the individual shows and especially the fundraisers. So those are just off the top some of the ideas that I have, some of the techniques that have been used in the past. Not a whole lot of techniques, but those techniques that we've used in the past to do what we do at CNOTAP and the Board for the Education of People of African Ancestry. And now I'm open to questions.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we greatly appreciate all of that wealth. All right, so we're going to start the question portion of the dialogue.
Thank you, Doctor. What you said was really important. What you asked about the debt that WBAI has, and let me just say this. WBAI is, as I understand it, WBAI is currently 4 or 5 months behind on the tower rent at Four Times Square. So the tower is the station's antenna. And the monthly rent on the antenna is like $17,000. And as I understand it, like I said, we're 4 or 5 months behind on that. And so we're in a really dangerous situation there. And also, we're probably months behind on our rent at 388 Atlantic Avenue, although I don't have the current information on that. So the station is in dire need of some financial support, and you certainly came up with a lot of great ideas. Are you looking for a job as a finance organizer for the station? I think they could really use the help.
No, absolutely not. I had a 4-year career as a physician. I'm an old guy, but I will continue to do our fundraisers. But I just think that the prioritization of the debt, I think you have to at least get control of where of your money coming in. If somebody can block your money from coming in, you can never get out of debt. So I think that the call in, the listener call, not the listener call in line, the donation line is something, if that's manageable, $37,000 is something you could do in one forum with everybody on board working for about 1 month to bring people to the location that you want to bring them to. Two, telling the different organizations, I want you to bring $1,000 to this fundraiser. I think you do that, you probably in one forum be able to raise enough to pay the your donation line. And then it's not impossible to hold a forum that large every month, and that'll do your tower, because that's everybody that gets on. We all have, no matter what our ideologies or philosophies are, we all have an interest in keeping the river open with the water. You know, and that's what the station is. The station is the river with the water. So everybody, that's in everybody's interest to promote any program that is pulled together. And everybody at the program doesn't have to have the same ideas. In fact, the more ideas, the more varied the groups are that are going to come to your meeting, if nothing else, but to, you know, to debate. So you have, you know, you have a forum in which you have a topic and make it in a debate forum, you know, debate forum, and let everybody come. And each of the different programs, you'll be able to draw their own listeners in. And if the organizations that you've helped during the month, I said, hey, we need you to bring $1,000. We need you to bring $500. You'll get your money between the grassroots people that bring money and the organizations that bring money. You'll I believe it can be done.
Anyone else?
Okay.
Anyone else on the stat? Denise on the stat, if no one else wants to speak up on it. So should we start it, Mayad?
Yes. I just want to make a general statement, and I'm not expecting any level of answer at this particular forum. But a house divided against itself cannot stand. And presently, there is, and it's not just one person that has happened to in terms of another person who had been advised of what seemed to be very valuable panels and forums and webinars. But one particular person has eschewed trying to participate in that, or even listening to the program, because there's some level of rage, of anger, that that person has no idea as to what the root or roots of it are. And at some point, like I say, I'm not expecting it to be addressed here, but at some point, there needs to be some calm down around it, and revelation and unraveling as to what the rage and the anger, so that, and first of all, there should not be discrimination when you announce a public forum over the air, where when certain people call, they're not responded to, and they have to get connected to the information indirectly, and at the point now where it's just become over the line, that there's no interest in any further participation and or with the program. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. The next person.
I don't know what I didn't quite get that either. Why not be specific? But I think she should be specific, because what she's thinking of may be happening. We may be able to get at the source of where it's happening from. What happened to you where you feel, it sounds like you, are you speaking about yourself, that you've been excluded or not, you know, or something along those lines?
Yes, correct. And somebody else who the information was passed on to also was not responded to in terms of getting, say, a teleconference number, because they're not really connected the computer Zoom.
To be specific, who did that?
May I interject something very quickly? I'm familiar with what Mayad is referring to, and I think that in this instance, because I think Mayad, you and I both know the kind of situation that WBAI is in, perhaps we should let the questions that are going to come forth be exhausted, and then another time perhaps you can find a way to submit your concerns to Dr. McIntosh. Perhaps he can give have a dialogue with you and give you a little advice. Is that something that might be able to happen, Dr. McIntosh, if it was an email or something that you could provide?
Sure. You know, in other words, when you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that responds is the one that got hit. So I can see how someone would think that certain things have happened with Mindfield, but they have not. There was a gentleman who had an idea wanted us to use a particular, we wanted us not to use Google, but to use something else that he thought was going to make so much money for us, so on and so forth. And, you know, I'm familiar with people that come to you with things that are free at first and then later. And so, you know, I told him, look, you brought that up a few times. Please don't bring that up again. We're not going to do that. So, but every time that we would have had questions and answers, this same guy would come trying to get us to use the same server. And I had to tell him, look, if you do that again, I'm not going to let you on. we're not going to answer you. That's the only person that, now she may not be talking about that, but I don't know anything with respect to,
I understand completely, Dr. McIntosh. I understand, and I understand what Maya is speaking about, but I think in this instance, and as Maya said, that we won't address it at this particular activity, but if you can provide perhaps an email or something that she can email.
You can have my phone number. My phone number is 347-907-0629, 347-907-0629.
That was very generous of you, Dr. McIntosh, as you always are. I wanted to ask a question or two. I agree with you. We have to eliminate the phone lines, the donation phone line bill, if at all possible, like right away. And you spoke about having seminars in order to fundraise.
Yes.
We have quite a few people that we interview throughout the listening day, month, year. So I guess we could contact them. I'm really thinking about the Community Advisory Board taking the initiative and doing the contacting and asking for a certain amount of funds and having the package all together and presenting it, because we have to figure out how we're going to fund some of these situations that we're facing quick, fast, in a hurry. Would you be willing to
actually hold the forum? Would I help you? Yes, I would. But what I say this is that you hit on something that I didn't mention, and you're exactly right. You have Bob Law has spoken about the music industry and how one of the things which really caused a lot of problems was these all-star programs. So, like, individual artists weren't able to get the kind of booking they had got because somebody would come with an all-star where they'd have all the stars there. We're going to have the Temptations. We're going to have the Supremes. We're going to have the, every group that you could think of. And that. But the reason that they did that, those is because those are very successful. So you actually have the makings of all-star programs. If you pull together panels and you have enough where you could do an all-star program with different all-stars every month, and certainly if you did that and everybody on the station got on board with reminding people of that event and pumping it up, you know, you'd have successful events in which you could raise money.
All right, very good. So we are going to move aggressively in trying to bring this into fruition. We also, I don't want to hold up any more of the time. First of all, I want to tell you we've gone past the 10 minutes. So would you be willing to hang in with us for about another 10 minutes if we have questions that we want to pose? Thank you so much. And now we have Desiree.
Yes, it's Bessarine and Leo. So can talk now?
Please.
I can talk?
Neil?
Yes, my dear.
Yes. Okay, this is Bessarine. I'm speaking now.
Neil.
And I just want to... Oh, Neil. This is you?
No, Neil. The next person is going to speak now. Go ahead, Bessarine.
Is Neil? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This is Bessarine. And I just wanted to say, Dr. McIntosh is speaking about, having WBI should have their own place. Why is it that WBAI is renting when we have in 360 Adams Street, we always have the, some type of real estate being put on the board for purchase? Does WBAI know that they can go to 360 Adams Street and look for a building for purchase?
Well,
do they know this?
We'll have to start doing that now.
360 Adams Street on Thursdays. I think it's on the first floor. I've been down there myself, and I saw that, and they do have homes for sale. But I noticed that a certain group of people come there with bags of money, because you have to have at least a certain amount with you when you come down to buy this building. Some of the buildings are very, very inexpensive, but you have to get there before everybody else does. So I know it's Thursdays. I don't know if they still hold it. Thursdays, and this is something I've done myself. And, you know, so you can get some foreclosed buildings down there, 360 Adams Street on, you know, Thursdays.
Desiree, that's fantastic information.
Yes.
But we want to gain as much benefit and wealth from our guests. So we're going to go back to the guests, and whoever would like to be on the stat to ask questions, please submit your name.
Yeah, one more question on the stat, please.
Hey, how you doing?
Neil.
Who's speaking?
This is Mario, reporting from Grand Central Station. Mario.
Very good. So, Mario,
okay. Thank you for coming, Mario.
Mario from Grand Central Station. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, now, so far we have Daryl. Do we have anyone else on the stat?
Could I be on the stat, Denise, Tom?
Okay, Tom. I'm sorry. Neil, this is your position. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, all right. So far we have... We have Daryl and Tom on the stack. So go ahead, Daryl.
What happened to me?
You want to be on the stack too, Mario?
Mario wanted to be on the stack, so he would be in front
of me. Of course, yeah.
Well, then go
ahead. Okay, so go ahead, Mario.
Help me.
Go ahead, Mario.
What's that? All right, so quickly,
I should go.
You know, I've been going to CAB meetings for about 17 years, LSB meetings for maybe 20. And my conclusion, we've never had any shortage of creative people, people with knowledge in many areas, finances and so on. There definitely has to be a crafty and a very inexpensive way to increase listenership. Because if I were a producer on WBAI, I want listeners. That's what I'm in the business of doing, not raising money. Now we have emergencies at hand, but I will say something to these emergencies. I've been coming to CAB meetings for 17 years, and the lights were going to be turned off in a couple of months for about 12 of those years, and up to today. So I agree with the guest. He doesn't know what the debts are. I don't. But I do know this. For the last 12 years, the lights are going to be turned off. Now what we were able to see as the public that was real was the empire.
Mario?
Was the empire state... Excuse me. Was the Empire State Building and those affairs. So my question to the guest... how would we increase listenership? Because I'm sure people want people to listen to their show.
Yes,
I
think I mentioned that during the course of it. I think that too many short-term fundraising shows as opposed to the shows that have the, I mentioned specifically Hugh Hamilton. I mentioned Bernard Whiteman. Yeah, good programming is what the commercial stations use in order to make money. It's the method, mm-hmm. And so therefore, obviously, the same thing would be necessary to establish a listenership that would donate money. You take BGO, I don't see them doing the kinds of things that they're listener sponsored, but I don't see them doing the kinds of things that BAI does. They are able to maintain themselves with just a great program. I think some of the shows like a Felipe show on Sunday, I think the music stuff, I think that they're very popular, and I'm sure they get their amount of donations. I was speaking of what to do to solve some of the short-range problems that are causing us to have long-range problems. And I'm speaking about your listener, your donation line, how to recontrol that. And I think that someone suggested something about the calls. That's another thing that makes interesting program. People like to hear themselves. So when you have a good, you know, healthy question and answer, those conversations have been very, very popular. WLIB used to have people calling in, you know, like you could call in almost at any time. I think that reestablishing that would be good. But a lot of times there's no staff there to answer the phones. And so I've had people call, and they couldn't get through. And so that's why I think that the getting volunteers back in there, getting control of your donation call line and your listener call line would be things that will improve your program.
Perhaps, Neil, you might want to kind of let the last two people, because we don't want to hold Dr. McIntosh an unreasonable amount of time.
Yeah, okay. Well, Daryl McPherson is next on the stack, and then Beth Serene. Daryl, go ahead, Daryl.
And then Tom,
Neil,
and then Beth Serene.
One second, Laura, unfortunately, we've had Dr. McIntosh on the line as our guest for more than 25 minutes now. And we have two more people who want to ask questions. It's okay for you. It's all right. One second, please. Is it all right with you, Dr. McIntosh?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
I'm not busy there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. Go ahead, Neil. Excuse me.
All right. Daryl, you're next on the stack?
Yes. Daryl McPherson, Bronx, New York. I'd like to apologize for to Dr. McIntosh for any inconvenience, any offense that I presented concerning the Good Search, Good Shop program, platform for raising money for nonprofits. I will refrain in his presence from ever mentioning it again, but I want to apologize because Dr. McIntosh has fantastic and enlightening programming that all communities can benefit from. Thank you very much.
Okay, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.
One minute.
Can I say something? Can I answer? I've never been angry with you, Daryl. It's just that once I answer a question and say, no, we're not going to do that. CMOTYPE is not going to use that particular server that you want us to use. I know that you feel passionately about it. I know that you believe that that's going to be a great fundraising thing for us. I see to the very end of that it's not. But we can disagree, but you can't keep using my radio program to come on and badger me with it. And you've apologized. I accept your apology. But I want you to know I was never angry with you personally, because as an activist, sometimes that's what you have to do. You have to be annoying. You have to go back at it again and again. But then there's sometimes where, you know, no matter what you do, we're in a disagreement. My position was not going to shift on that. But I'm glad you're not going to do that anymore. And I certainly have never put any ban on you or anything like that. It's just that, you know, that I'd just be repeating myself. Accept your apology. Never was angry with you. Just didn't want somebody to keep asking me the same thing over and over.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. Beth Serene, you're next on the stack.
I was on the stack.
Yes.
Tom.
Yes.
All right. Hang on, Beth Serene. Tom
okay.
Was ahead of you on the stack. Go ahead, Tom.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. All I know is I remember there was someone that came to 388 Atlantic Avenue about 6 or 7 years ago, Maxie Jackson, and he was the Pacifica director, and he came and introduced himself to the cab for an hour and a half, and then he introduced himself to the LSB right at 388, and I think I almost feel like I'm listening to Maxie Jackson today, because he was a successful public radio leader in Pennsylvania, and he said exactly the same things. He helped get information out on different organizations within the community, and they used that station in order to publicize their needs and request for a solution to their problem. And because they had that station as their communication force, they were able to solve their problem. And in return, he had those people contribute to the station. So it was like a win-win. They got their problem solved because of the publicity through the public station, and in turn, they supported the station. He was trying to do that nationwide with all the five stations. unfortunately, he got sidetracked by something happened on the West Coast, and he was put out. But his information is incredible. The radio, although...
Question?
Yes. Yes? Oh, it's a comment. Basically, is the comment. It's great to have this resource used by people in the community and for them to return by supporting the station. The second thing I wanted to say is I like the idea of getting volunteers into take the calls for people that want to support the station, but that would involve training volunteers and getting a core of volunteers that will be reliable to do that. I think that is a great suggestion. The third thing is you're talking about like all-star like programs like that. I think the problem with that is to promote that to get that in ears. You ask for a question. How do you in this era of younger people not listening to the radio, I at work when I talk to people, they don't listen to the radio. They have a radio in their car, but they get their information from their smartphone and from social media and stuff like that. How do you promote an event in 2024 to get people to come to a major event or fundraising? That's the question I wanted to ask. How do you promote it?
Okay, I think I'm glad that I see there's some things that I mentioned, but because I was just trying to really summarize, you might not have heard it. Social media. So when we had to do a program for Niaga in 2 weeks, one of the things I got was, I think, a statement she had made, and I just put it on SoundCloud, made a little clip, and I put that on Facebook, and then we distributed it. So between me and three or four other people, we have about 10,000 people we can reach on Facebook. So we use Facebook, we use emails, and I understand that Facebook is for old people. I am an old person, so I use it, but you could do the same things with Instagram and Twitter and all that. So you definitely need, in this year, in this age of 2024, you absolutely have to use social media to promote, but people still will come to live events to promote live events and to even promote listening to your station. I think if you think of some of your most successful hosts, they have significant social media presence. I'm speaking of Imhotep, Gary Bird in particular.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate that. All right, Mayette, you're after Laura. Let me get your name down.
What happened
to
you?
Hang on.
Damn news.
Hang on, Mayette. You're not up yet. Besharin is next on the stack. Go ahead.
Neil, I just want to ask a question. Now, keep in mind that while Dr. McIntosh is being very generous with us, we might want to get an idea of when we're going to. Is it fine with you, Dr. McIntosh? Will you tell us when it's like?
Yes, something that I ordinarily do at this time. Ordinarily, I was planning to have to be off of here by say 1:30. But something has happened that I don't have to. Like by 2:00.
Okay.
But something has happened that I don't have to do that. So it doesn't make any difference. I'm okay. As long as y'all are not bored, I'm okay with it. So.
Oh, very good.
All right, we'll try to adjust the stack here. We have three people on the staff. So, Besharin, Laura, and Mayette. So, Besharin, you're next. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Besharin. I just want to say that the shows that I like, and I did donate to one of them, $25. I know it's not a lot, but this is the Haiti, Our Revolution Continues. I listened to that show on Saturdays. I did not hear this show on this Saturday past. I don't know why. Also, I listened to On the Count. On the Count, I'm able to call in, and I did speak to certain people on that show. And they did engage me in the fact that these are people who are, and they're producing the show, these are people who are once incarcerated. So that is the avenue where I'm at, because I have a family member, as I told everybody on WBAI on this format, that I do have my son is in the federal jail, and this is where my focus is. So I do listen to on the count. I do call in. They did give me numbers that I can follow through with. And I also listen to the Haiti. So those are the things that engage me, because I can call in, I can speak to them live on radio. People do listen to radio. The person that says, oh, young people don't listen to radio. As a matter of fact, it's my son that gave me that he was listening to the radio. So don't be so, quick to say young people don't listen to the radio. Young people can also listen to the shows that I just said on the count. And the Haiti revolution continues on their phone. I've listened to many of the shows on the phone. So let's not count out the radio. It's still popular. And social media is not all it. There are other formats that are, not everybody's business is shown out there on media. I don't even like that part. I'm not even on any Facebook or anything. I like radio, and I like those events. And sometimes the city council put up events, and I went to one of the matches. That place was full. It's right up on Utica Avenue. I went on one of those things. So I think if we want to kill two birds with one stone, get those events that are live. Put it on your site or wherever so people can go there. I went to one of those big events. It was during August, and that was put in by one of those cab companies. I can't remember the cab company, but it was huge. We had council members there. We had many people there. They had fundraisers. They had a boat trip to these are all fundraisers. We had everybody up there. So we need to get boots on the ground. That's what I'm saying. Dr. McIntosh, I don't know what you think about this, but I went to those events. So I can say for certain it works. If you need to have a building of your own, WBI, and it can be done. Go down there to 6060 Adams Street. And these shows are shows that I like, because I can call in. Like I'm doing now, I'm on the format, but it's not like calling in, you understand? I'm on a format. But on the count, I like that show. And Haiti, our revolution continues. I donated $25 to Dawood Andre. So these are things I've done. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Beth. Laura, go ahead.
Does your name start with a B or a D?
A B like in boy, Bessarine.
Oh, Bessarine. Okay, I thought it was Dessaline. Now, Brother Dawood and I are members of the same organization. In fact, his organization meets at our headquarters, CIMOTAP, that holds.
We're members of. That's great.
Was, until earlier this year, I was Surgeon General of UNIA. So, I love that show also. And we're simpatico on that. And the other one you said was On the Count. Sure, I remember that back when Eddie Ellis was doing it, when Eddie Ellis was alive. And that's there are lots of shows. The way you feel about those two shows, there are people that feel that way about shows around the clock on BAI. One of its strengths is that it has 24-hour listening. In our last program, the person helped us to promote. So we had an annual fundraiser at CIMOTAP, an unusual fundraiser. We had free food, free music, free dancing, and entertainment in the form of a speaker at the Family Life Center. Nobody was charged a penny. And when we left there, we made $15,000. So that was... That was something that was done with the help of Brother Hapti Selassie, who had a show on at night, Brother Imhotep Gary Bird. When specific producers will promote a live event, they will be there. Yes. When we used to, we had demonstrations around Joe Noble. That's what my organization was very involved with. The station, again, various producers can be very happy with putting boots on the ground. Boots on the ground is what it's all
about. That's the best.
So even though I'm glad I misheard your name, I thought you were Dessaline. I was saying, oh, yeah, right on.
No, Bessarine.
Bessarine.
B,
I got
with
you.
A B.
I got you. I overstand that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. All right, thank you.
You're very welcome, Dr. McIntosh. Yes.
Thank you, Doctor, and thank you, Beth Serene. Laura Andrews is
next
on the stack.
Thank you, Dr.
Laura?
McIntosh. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, Dr. McIntosh,
yes.
Thank you. I'm honored, we are honored to have you as a guest. I want to personally thank you for your lifetime of achievements and contributions to our community. I want to express my condolences for the recent loss I know that we've suffered as a community. Despite our dilemma, I'm optimistic, and perhaps it comes from a lifetime of listening to individuals like Dr. Josephine, Jacques Annan, and Dr. Clark. My question, you referred to organizations, the organizations you want us to tap into their resources, would those organizations be organizations we're affiliated with, or should we be doing outreach to bring in new organizations? And the second part of my question is, what would WBAI offer? Thank you so much, Dr. McIntosh.
Okay. Thank you so much, sister, for your kind words and also for, asking for clarification on that. I wasn't speaking of new organizations, but I think that's a great idea. But right now, what I'm saying is that the station is already serving multiple organizations. Every time somebody comes, every time people have a demonstration, every time people have a fundraiser, every time people have an event, they want to come on WBAI, and they do come on BAI.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in the African principle of reciprocity, and they should also. This is the, if you utilize the station to promote your events and to promote your activities, then you shouldn't, you should willingly and be happy when the organization, when the station has an issue, that if they ask you to assist them, to assist them. Sometimes the organizations can assist with money. Sometimes they can assist just with spreading the word as to what, as to the events that, because I was proposing live events, but the organizations are going to be, everybody is rich. I heard a person on BAI, perhaps they might have been on LIB, I can't remember, but they spoke about the fact that everybody is rich. Everybody has wealth, that wealth is like energy. So you have, if you're unemployed, you're time rich. If you're employed and have no time, you're probably going to be, around the clock, you're working eight jobs, that sort of thing. You're going to be financially rich. You're going to be time poor. If you are able to hold a rent party in order to pay your rent, you don't have a job, you don't have, but you're able to put on events that everybody comes to because everybody knows you, well, then you're socially rich. But pretty much everybody is rich, and it's like an energy. The wealth is like an energy. Any type of energy can be converted into another form of energy. So that if you have the mechanical energy of a water wheel, of a waterfall, that can turn a water wheel, which can be converted into electrical energy. And of course, if you have electrical energy, that can be converted into a motor, which will move a car, which will be, and so on and so forth. I don't have to be, exhaustive in it, but just understand that everything from atomic energy to mechanical energy, things can be converted. And the same thing with wealth. So if an organization is socially wealthy and they can contact thousands of people and let people know about an event that BAI is happening, that will be healthy. But also usually when you're socially rich, that's how a person has a rent party. They know so many people that if each of them brings $5, they can pay their rent. And the same thing can happen when we have large events that a lot of people come to. People that are socially rich can help us that way. Organizations that are financially rich obviously can help that way, but without us ever having to change our basic philosophy or our basic stance of being the voice of the voices, because we don't have to. We're already serving these people. These people are already coming on, including these elected officials. They're already coming on and using the station. So therefore, they should be open to supporting the station when the station reaches out and has an event.
Thank you, Doctor. Mayat, you're next on the stack, and Mayat, you're gonna finish off the stack. There's not gonna be anybody else on the stack. So go ahead, Mayat.
I just have a point of clarification. On Friday, BAI, I heard that something I wasn't aware of, that Nayaba, if I'm saying her name correctly, was no longer the editor at the paper. So if it would be clarified as to when the time frame as to when you referred to her being forced out, as to when that exactly happened, and how quick was the dismissal, and what is her position now? Thank you.
Okay, so Sister Nayaba began having trouble probably at least a year ago. The same way like our communities get gentrified, it appears the newspaper was getting gentrified, and there was also the issue of, you know, her being, as an editor, lots of things that she would try to put into the paper, you know, wouldn't, you know, it was interference or involvement of the publisher and then other people that the publisher appointed over the editor. You know, usually the editor is the, you know, the top person in that regard. So those kinds of changes took place over a year, and then it was some straws that broke the camel's back, and eventually, Nayaba had to leave. Probably, as I recall, it was probably maybe about three months ago or so, and that's the time frame one. But you know, there's some things on. There were emails that were circulated, and there's also the program that we had where some of these things were clarified a little bit. But Nayaba's reachable and has a social media presence. You can ask her directly if you want exact timetable.
All right. Thanks so much, Dr. McIntosh, and we really appreciate you coming to the CAB meeting today. You've been a great help.
And if I've been helpful, then I feel very good.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes,
thank you.
Enjoy your evening, your day.
Okay. You do the same.
Okay, guys. Next thing on the agenda here is tabled issues. One thing that was tabled was the deleting issue, which we will take up in other issues. So are there any other tabled issues, Tom or Denise?
Not that I know.
I don't believe so. No. Okay. All right, next on the agenda is H, Programming and Significant Station Policy. Does anyone have any ideas for programming or station policy?
Denise?
All right, I have one idea. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I think that we should definitely approach the station management with the ideas that Dr. McIntosh submitted. In particular, the rent party and inviting organizations that we have already given a voice to through our airways. I think that that's something that absolutely should happen like yesterday. So when we submit our suggestions, that should be one that's posted, and we should pursue it in a creative way.
Repeat that again, Denise, please.
The suggestion that Dr. McIntosh made pertaining to contacting organizations and doing something like a rent party, or to eliminate the phone lines. What I think the donation line is the one that he said we should attack first, and I totally agree with him because they are a great deterrent in order to take donations. I've had many problems submitting just a donation. If we can kind of get them paid for, and whatever else we have, maybe we can work with the a rent party. But we need to start to do these things right away. And I think that should be one of the significant station policies going forward, which is to draw on the wealth that we already have generated through giving them airtime to these different organizations.
Thanks, Denise. Caroline, you're next. Go ahead.
Okay, I thought, were you before me or no? I'm next. All right.
No, go ahead, Caroline.
Yes, yeah, so, following up on what Denise said, absolutely, I agree. I think it would be, you know, we're supposed to be advising, not just asking, but advising the board and the general manager.
There's a lot of noise going on. What's happening there?
Terrible, yes. Somebody mute yourselves, your paper or something crackling.
Somebody's rustling a lot of papers.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Caroline.
I'm thinking maybe we as CAB should organize ourselves a bit and say exactly what it is we want, get it in writing, get a few people to volunteer to follow through and approach the general manager with a plan, not just a suggestion, but our own plan of how to implement this, including our own people. I'd be willing to volunteer some time on this, and maybe if two or three other people got together, we could work, you know, within a week, work up a plan, and then submit that as if not so much. You know, the word ask, well, not so much an ask, but the kind of thing that we used to have in the beginning of the women's movement, a demand, not an ask, and present that to the general manager. We are the CAB and really should be proposing very concrete things. So anybody else interested in that? Thank you, Denise.
I am definitely interested in. When I said it, I didn't. I meant for it to come to fruition.
Yeah, it's good, good. Let's maybe, you know, a few people who want to get together after the call or anybody who is interested in this, getting together and talking about how we organize this.
All right, Caroline. So it seems that you're asking for a committee to be formed to formulate a plan and submit the plan to station management.
Thank you. I'm glad one of us speaks English. Thank you very much. Yes. That's exactly what I meant to say. Mm-hmm.
All right. So besides Denise and myself, is there anyone who wants to be on this committee? So it'll be Caroline, Denise, and myself. Anyone else?
And the committee is for what, Neil?
This is a committee to formulate a plan to present to station management.
A plan for raising money. All right.
Thank you.
So you interested,
yeah.
Mario?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I'll contact you and give you my other contact. But I'd like to go on the stack.
All right. Well, this is the thing here. You know, I don't have your phone number, so I can't reach you. And
I'm
going to
call you. I'll call you and give you a contact number. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Because this committee. The committee will be meeting on our old phone number, which is called free conference calling, and that's where the committee will meet. So anyone else wants to be on this committee? So far we have Caroline, Denise, Mario, and myself. Anyone else?
Neil, join the committee. I'm interested in joining.
All right, so this is Laura. All right, so thanks a lot, everybody. And we'll be contacting you for when the committee will have a meeting. Any other ideas for programming or station policy?
Could I have clarification on the purpose of that committee?
Carolyn, yeah, here.
The purpose of the, go ahead, Caroline. You're best to answer that.
Thank you. After listening to some of the good ideas that we had, I think we need to organize ourselves and what is feasible for the station to do and who can do it. And if we can present a specific plan to the GM so that he doesn't have to do all the heavy lifting and have ourselves organized and ready to volunteer some time and energy, we might do very well. So that's the purpose of the committee as I see it. And when we get together, we can change that or modify it. But at the moment, that's what I had in mind when I suggested it. You all may have, you know, wanted to get involved for a different reason or the same reason or whatever. But we can talk about that when we have our first meeting, which I would suggest would be a phone conference, either later tonight or sometime during the week.
Yeah, it'll be sometime during the week.
Wonderful.
And that's one of the first things he brought up. I think Ben Serene, myself, a lot of other people have had problems when we called in to the current number, as the doctor sort of mentioned, a number of problems. And the reason we can't get out of that contract is we're 4 months in debt to them. So we have to keep them until we pay them off, and then we can replace them. So So right now, I think you want to draw up a plan how volunteers now. That is a great suggestion, but that almost required to be people available 24 hours a day to take in calls 24/7. But it just takes a bunch of people working together to see how we could do that. Get a bunch of volunteers, including the interns at the station, to come up with a way of replacing the current people that are running the taking the pledges, and if we could solve that, that would be a great thing. So hopefully the people on the committee can come up with creative ways to do that, because I've called up that maybe 3 times out of 4 when I call up I have a problem with getting my information in, and then unaware of the programs that I'm talking about. So it would be great to replace them. That's all I wanted to say.
Neil,
Mario to the staff.
Laura to the staff, please. Neil?
Laura, I think Laura's ahead of Mario, so go ahead, Laura.
Thank you. What I would suggest, how the committee can approach the wealth of ideas that Dr. McIntosh presented, would be a line-by-line item approach. Because if you overwhelm the management at WBAI, they will overlook the ideas. So I would suggest take one idea, and one idea is going to is going to involve a lot of time. It's going to mean bringing in volunteers, and again, each item will involve a lot of work and a lot of thought. So again, I would suggest a line item approach. Thank you.
Right, that sounds like a good idea, Laura. Mario, you're next on the stack.
Okay. Well, a couple of things I noticed is the calling in is an issue. People have called several shows the last 2 weeks and expressed how they've called at least 3 times. Different people, Linda, Berthold, and the producer, and didn't get their premium. So that would be a great help to have that, but these people didn't say they didn't have a problem getting through. They left messages and nobody resolved the issue. So I'm pretty sure that we could all agree on this. If someone wants their premium, I'm pretty sure that there's not one person involved at this meeting and maybe at the station who would deny them that, right? So, but yet, I've watched it devolve. It went from not getting premiums, people called, then they would have to desperately call a show out the situation, and then it would get resolved pretty much. They would tell them, hold on, we'll get your number, and then they got their premium. Now it's gotten to the point where that's not working anymore. People have called three times, and it was three or four people who called three times. So I went, I'm going to describe a scenario real quick. I went to a place to get a test. I used my charge card or my bank card. When I was done, a month later, I found out that they messed up and didn't send the results to my doctor. So I called the bank, and the bank credited me the charge for the copayment. Now, this, I had a brilliant idea, or brilliant. It was to solve the problem if a person has no recourse and they've tried many times. They should be told and encouraged to call their bank before it gets too late, before the months go by, and reverse the charge. And then the charge company and or the bank will investigate the situation. But they get their money back. So people who paid $100, $200 and used their bank card, some people just barely could afford this, and seniors and whatnot. I think the day is coming where that game that they're playing of taking people's premiums or not honoring it is going to come to an end. So we should encourage people, if they've tried and tried and tried and they have not gotten their premium or gotten reimbursed, to call their credit card or bank company, and they will reverse the charge and investigate this. Now imagine if 50 people do that, 20 people do that. That will solve this problem and stop the frenzy of doing this. See, sometimes you have to do things like this to save the station, unfortunately. Right? Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Denise Lindstedt.
All right. Thanks, Mario. Denise, go ahead.
First of all, I agree with Mario about the premium should be received by the recipient. You pay for something, you should get it. However, because I do work in the premium, I volunteer in the premium area, many times there I'd say 10% of the listeners who have limited funds, they want their premiums, they're going to use it to heal their body or whatever, they are adamant about getting their premiums. I am a premium supporter myself. And I had said a long time ago, what is not being understood is that the programming is the premium. And what is happening with many listeners, they kind of welch on that fact. We are we don't have members who listen to these programs, take notes, get information as to where they can go to get help, and they turn the radio off and don't donate any money. They're not members, they're not buddies, nothing. I agree with what Dr. McIntosh said. If the programs aren't powerful, they're not going to get membership. But I don't think that that's the case right now. For most parts, the program is exceptional still compared to what – no, it is exceptional. I'm very stringent about what I pay for, believe me. And I hear that. I understand what Mario is saying. I've worked in banks. I know about reversing debits when you have not received your product. It's valid and what have you. But also, the station has a situation where they give out wealth through their programs, and people renege or do not actually follow through and support the station. They get the information, they enjoy the programming, but they do not support the station. So it's kind of both ways, and so we're in a lot of trouble. As I said before, I work in the premium section. I totally agree with Mario. You pay for something, you're supposed to get that. But many of our listeners, the people that call in on these different programs is a small percentage of the amount of people who are not getting premiums because we don't have the money. And the reason why they forego it, as I did also, because I do understand that the programming is a premium, and we have to start to have listenership that understand that. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to make it regardless of whether they charge it back or whatever. We can't survive if people don't want to pay for the product that they receive, we're not going to be able to. It is just as unethical as offering a premium and not giving it, as taking, you know, the wealth that BEI has through its programming and not showing some kind of support economically. It's unethical in both ways. And so we're in trouble. But that's all I have to say. I don't want to go any further than that.
All right, thanks, Denise. I appreciate it. I would like to alert everyone to a problem that I thought of when I was listening to what Dr. McIntosh speak. He came up with a lot of great ideas. And the problem that now exists is that all of the monies that go into a bank account, and I believe, I forget the name of the bank, but it goes into a bank account that's controlled by the Pacifica National Office. And so Dr. McIntosh suggested that we try to pay off the debt to the company that takes the pledges, and I definitely agree with Dr. McIntosh that is a good idea. Hang on, everybody, that is a good idea. But the problem is that all of the money that comes into the station goes into a bank account that is controlled by the Pacifica National Office. And so what needs to be done is there has to be a way for monies that WBAI collects that comes in and is earmarked for a specific purpose, like paying off the debt on the call-in number. I mean, does everyone follow what I'm saying about that?
Absolutely.
Yes. Is anyone confused about it?
Neil,
Denise, did you have something to say?
I think that's Laura.
Laura, go ahead, Laura.
Thank you.
Put me on the stack, Neil, again. It's Mario. Yeah.
Okay, Mario.
If what you stated is the problem, are we allowed to set up maybe a separate fundraising account?
Exactly.
I'm referring to WBAI CAB. Perhaps if we are allowed, with the approval of management, to set up a separate account, we can use the fundraising account to pay off the debt. Therefore, there will not be any intermingling of funds by
Pacifica.
I don't know what the rules are.
Bessarina on the stack.
In that area.
Okay. Hang on, everybody. Okay, you're on the stack.
Neil, Mario on the stack there? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you're on the stack, Mario. Let me just address what Laura has said. And Laura, that is
Bessarina
a possibility.
On the stack, Neil.
Yes, you're on the stack also. That is a possibility, Laura, that a separate fundraising account can be set up, but I don't know how that would be done. I don't know if Pacifica National would have to approve that.
Carolyn, sorry.
Carolyn, okay, you'll be after Bessarine. Let me get your name down. Or if such an account could be set up, it's Bank of America that they're using now, and so possibly an account in Bank of America could be set up where funds that go into it are specifically earmarked for payment of a specific item.
Okay.
So we got to look into that. Mario, you're next on the stack. Go ahead.
Just a quick, okay. Can I make
all
a
right,
quick
a
response?
Hang on a second. Mario is next on the stack. Go ahead, Mario.
Okay. So a couple of things. I welcome or invite everybody to go to the finance committee meetings, and they can get an answer to that. Or if they don't get an answer to that, that's an answer to that. You know what I mean? So what I learned at the finance committee meetings, and I haven't attended the last two because they no quorum on the last one, and then there was the holiday. So there's one coming up in February. Now it's a call-in. Now what I learned, and I've asked this several times, the money from the call center was going directly into a Chase account, and this is Berthold explaining it on the finance committee. Now, unless, Neil, you found out something now that is different with this Bank of America, and they might have changed something, can we pause there for a second, and can you answer that?
Do you know? Hang on, Mario. As far as I know, the Chase account is now closed, and all monies that go to WBAI go into the Bank of America account that is controlled by Pacifica National. So that's the answer.
As of about when? About the last month or two?
This probably happened a month or two ago, yes.
Okay. So now, as far as separate accounts, as you can see, we had a separate account, and they closed it. And they're, I think, are allowed to do that. They are the parent company. And for these things to work because of the taxes and everything like that, they are simplifying it and streamlining it. I'm pretty much guessing there, but it sounds logical. And what was happening is that the call center would get the pledges and the addresses and what they were pledging for. Berthold would get an email or get the information somehow of who's getting what. And the money would go directly into the Chase account. And I always thought that it was the call center that would hold the money. But it's not, doesn't work that way. They hold the information. So they have the information about things. Now, is the call center using this information to leverage? It's a question. I'm not making a statement. But Berthold would get the information of our listeners, and they're supposed to get the premium. Now, all premiums, pretty much, this is how it worked. And Berthold said this and explained three separate meetings to the point where the last time I asked him, he said, I told you this like twice already. They get the information from the call center, and then that information, Berthold has to take money and send it to the vendor. The premium, the people who own the company that are offering the premium, they are not donated. They went away from that model of donation. It was purchase as needed. That's why, Denise, there is no excuse whatsoever for a person to not get the premium unless someone is doing something with someone's address and they, what they're pledging for.
May I
so Berthold
that
got
he two, used my name?
Yeah, hold on. Berthold got $200, right, for a premium, the skin treatment. Well, 100 of that or a portion of that would go to purchase the premium as needed. So if it was 20 people who called, he has to purchase 20 premiums. If 17 people called, he purchased 17. So there's no reason why two or three people should not get their premium because the money is allocated with the person's credit card or bank card. It's already paid for. This was explained three times directly at a finance meeting by Mr. Berthold.
May I interject now because it's after 3 minutes as well? Since you used...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Mario, your time is up.
Okay, we
got the stack. We have a stack, right?
Very quickly, you made a statement. You said Denise. So I'm going to clarify something for you.
No, right? No, we have a stack. It works with
the
stack.
Hang on, Mario.
Is it all right with anybody else? Very quickly?
Denise, I didn't do that to you, Denise. Yeah. When you mentioned my name, you don't know my name anymore.
Don't, Mario, we have a stack. It is not accurate. Thank you.
Mario, you're out of order.
Go ahead,
Mario.
Go ahead, everybody, please be quiet.
Everybody is out of order right now. Everybody, please be quiet. Mario, your 3-minute time limit is up. Denise, can you respond to Mario very quickly?
I didn't ask for a response.
No, I won't even respond because, you see, I won't respond.
We are continuing with the stack. Beth Serene is next on the stack. Go ahead, Beth Serene.
Yes. Thank you, Neil. I just want to clarify. It seems like WBAI is owned by Pacifica. Is that what it is, Neil? It's owned by Pacifica.
The Pacifica National Office...
So you're not
office,
independent?
No. The Pacifica National Office owns the WBAI license, and they own the 4 other licenses that that Pacifica has. They own the 2 licenses in California. They own the license in Houston, Texas. They own the license in Washington, D.C., and they own WBAI's license in New York.
How do you get out of that? Can you be independent and get out of that? Because it seems to me that you're not going to get your business in order if you owned and you don't have your own independent license. How does that work? Can you get out of the contract? Because you need to be independent. You're not an independent radio station from what I'm hearing.
Carolyn,
and they're eating up all your money.
Hang on, everybody. Let me answer that as quickly as I can, Beth Serene.
Yes.
The state, the WBAI license back in 1960 was given to the Pacifica National Office. It was never given to anybody in New York City. It was given to the Pacifica National Organization. And that's where it remains, and there is no way for WBAI to possibly buy the license from the Pacifica National Office because we simply don't have the money to do anything like that, and the National Office would not approve of it.
I see. So then you are like enslaved, more or less. You're not independent. That's why you cannot raise money for yourself. It's too bad. But it's unfortunate. But there's no way that one can just start from the beginning. It's all connected. So that's possibly why we cannot get our business in order. Because WBI, you have some good programming there. But you're still not your own person. And as Dr. McIntosh said, you have to get your business in order that it is your own. You are not owning anything. Therefore, how could you ever be collecting and have programming that really have listeners? You are not independent, which is unfortunate. I like some of the shows. Hello?
Well, I take issue with you're saying that we're not independent. I tend to think that the stations are independent in the sense that we control our own broadcasting. The Pacifica National Office does not control our broadcasting. They don't control what shows we broadcast. And so I believe to that extent we are independent. But any other questions, Beth Serene?
No, that's it. I was just trying to feel for what's happening.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, your 3 minutes is up, Beth Serene. Caroline,
okay,
you're next on the stack. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. These are questions that I think are appropriate for a subcommittee to discuss as to how we could operate. My, off the top of my head, it's that we would have to be volunteers and not be connected to the official fundraising efforts. That is going to be tricky if we're going to use a phone number and so on. So let's think about that, and when we get together as a committee, decide how to do a workaround around the initial problem that there is an official fundraising group that's not doing its job.
Denise,
address that directly. And then the second point is, how can we get around that as members, volunteers, and the CAB? We have some rights as a CAB. So let's hold that. Some of these discussions belong in a committee, and I'd like to talk about that when we get together. But I don't want to hold up the agenda today any further. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Caroline. Denise, you wanted to speak?
Yes, very quickly, in order to resolve that, we need to get in touch with Schwartz, the WBAI lawyer. I have the number. I think you do as well. We need to get in touch with him and give him an idea of what we'd like to do. And, of course, you're going to send the information to Berto and Linda as well. But in order to get a picture from a legal standpoint, it's not really a financial, it's a legal issue that we're really speaking about, to see how we can maneuver it, you know. That's basically it. I don't have anything more to say about that situation.
Thanks, Denise. And I do, I want to second what Caroline had just said, that I do believe that this is an important issue to be taking up in the committee that will be formulating a plan.
I just want to add again.
We need to, before we have that actual meeting, we need to have that answer, that question answered from somebody who represents WBI and has legal fortification behind what he's saying. So perhaps we could, find out from him his thoughts about that. He's come to CAB meetings before. Perhaps you could just say that we are doing, trying to do a committee, and we need some information pertaining to funding or something of that nature, so that when we have the meeting, we can move forward on at least some solid ground. Okay.
Hang on, everybody. I'll make a couple of phone calls before we have the committee meeting.
Right.
We are now on programming and significant station policy, and we're looking for more ideas on programming and station policy. And it looks like Mario and Laura are on the stack now. So, Mario, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, quickly. All right. I'll say something to programming. Colleges. You got to get the broadcasting colleges involved. And I'll just leave it right there. Just that one thing for me, the broadcasting colleges involved. There's two, I think, in the tri-state area. Again, another idea about donations and donations, pretty much. The people, we have this call center, and it seems to be now there's a problem. There seems to be a divide or some kind of problem. When they do with their bank card or their credit card, the people who are typing this, they're in control of what gets put on that pledge. But what I know of donating to, like, say, a church or a charity, you are allowed, or it's not even an allowance, it would be sensible to do that the person writes a check. On the bottom, they can put to the charity a suggestion. Now, by law, they're not obligated to do that. It's their discretion. But the person who's pledging can put for the tower rent, for the 388 rent. So these should be encouraged. And if we switch, or we encourage people to send in a check, that check goes right to WBAI. This is something that we can handle now because there's problems at the call center. So we should now start on our radio airwaves, encourage people to write a check or a money order and send it in. And it should be set in a way that this is more convenient for us at this time, And people should be told, you can put down on that what you would like it for. So in other words, if you buy a premium, you're going to get the premium, that they want the premium, but you could also write, well, the rest of the money should go to this. And they should be told this, what they want to donate it for. Let me see. I think that's basically it. And now I was listening, and I'm saying, well, what's a quick fix to this call center problem? Checks. It bypasses that whole place.
Yes.
Now, one last thing. 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I don't have any corroborating evidence for this, but the call center was recommended by a friend of a friend who was on the LSB, and so I don't know, you know, what if that has any teeth. But here's my thing to you: there's nobody has a gun to the station's head to say we're going to stop using you. So it sounds like to me the call center is saying, you're trapped. As long as we keep ringing up a bill, we won't take you to court. What kind of horse trade is that? I say cut ties. Let them go to court and do whatever they need to do, and you cut ties with them immediately. There's nothing holding the station that we have to continue to use this vendor. That's another thing the committee could talk about. They should cut their ties immediately, and of course, they're going to say, all right, we'll take you to court. So I think the five stations can get together and get rid of these people. But as of right now, tell the people, tell the town, wake the town and tell the people, send in a check and put what you want it used for. Thank you.
Yes, Serena.
All right, Mario. All right, hang on, everybody. Let me see. I believe Laura is next on the stack, and then who just spoke up now?
Beth Serene.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Hang on, Laura and Beth Serene. I want to quickly address what Mario just said, and Mario, the problem is that any checks that are sent in now, as far as I understand, are sent to the Bank of America account controlled by Pacifica National. So WBAI right now does not control any money that comes in. So
right.
That's the best I could say to answer your question there. And Laura, you're next on the stack. Go ahead.
Thank you, Neil. Suggestions. Two inquiry letters be submitted to management, and in the first case first to management. One inquiry letter would address release from Pacifica. I don't know if that would go, I would suggest maybe that letter should go to Mr. Swartz. What are the requirements to be released from Pacifica? A second inquiry letter should be sent perhaps to Mr. Swartz and management, and it would address what are the requirements for the CAB to set up a separate bank account with a different financial institution that is controlled by Pacifica for an event like fundraising or a cause like fundraising. If we have questions for Mr. Swartz, who's the attorney on board, I would suggest that we present those questions to him early so he can do the requisite research as an attorney. The call center, I just want to piggyback on what Mario said. He's accurate. When I have conversed with the call center, the response is they do not have the expertise. If you ask them about history of WBAI or any questions outside of the institution gathering information, the call center does not have that expertise. A motion. I would like to make a motion
that each member, if not required, volunteer to engage in a WBAI CAP project. If we're going to take any leaps in repairing the condition of this station, we will need support from the CAP. So if I could make a motion, I would like to make them. I don't know what the requirements are. I mean, I know what the requirements are to be a CAB member, but I would like to make a motion that each CAB member volunteer for a capstone, an annual capstone project. Neil, do I have your support?
Yes. Well, I believe that that this should be a request or a suggestion, and
yes,
that CAB members CAB members should volunteer to do something on if they can. I don't think that that we should be trying to force everybody to do something that they possibly cannot do.
We haven't gotten there yet.
But anyhow, I understand what you're saying, Laura, but I believe it has to be on a voluntary basis. You can ask members to try to step forward and volunteer for a WBAI project.
Right, or I've seen this work successfully. If a member comes on board, you ask the member, it's an ask, if you could volunteer, it's an ask for an annual project. You can present a project. You can be part of a committee. I think it would prompt more CAB members to be engaged in WBAI. It's simply an ask. If a member comes on board, you can ask that member or those members who are already on board, can you engage in an annual project? A project that you're presenting or a project that is already in existence. I think that would encourage CAB members to be more engaged in the CAB committee. My suggestion. It's an ask.
All right. Thanks for that, Laura. And I think that is something. Hang on, everybody. I believe that is something that can be taken up in the committee that is going to be forming a plan to present to the station, and projects would be part of that plan. So I believe that can happen. We can ask members if they could help out in certain areas. Who is on the stack next now after Laura?
Could I be on the stack?
Bessarine,
you're
my
on the
final.
Yeah. Okay, and then Tom.
Am
so
I next?
Bessarine, you're next, and then Tom.
And then Carol.
Yes, Bessarine, you're next. Go ahead.
Caroline,
okay.
Yes.
You'll be after Tom.
I'm trying to speak. This is Bessarine.
Go
May
ahead,
I speak?
Bessarine. Yes, go ahead.
This is quick. I won't hold up anybody. I sent a money order. I hear somebody saying send that or a check. I sent a money order on January 2nd, and I put in the parentheses to the show I wanted to contribute to. It's WBAI, Haiti, the Our Revolution Continues, and I put Dawood André there. And I know they received it because I got a return receipt. That's how I sent the letter. But it had a money order for $25. Now, what do I get for the $25? Do I get anything?
But I did send a money order. I prefer to send a money order. You get it. It's like cash, but it's safer. Response.
You Neil? Should get a tote bag for that, and that will give you privy and opportunity. I know you said that you're very busy, but because you are an actual member, you did submit $25 for a yearly membership. You are definitely qualified to be a community advisory board member, because that's one of the requirements, and a tote bag as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be getting.
Well, I didn't get a tote bag.
Well, you just said that you just got it came back. It takes a little bit to process. It's not going to happen like in a blink of an eye. But you should be able. You should get a tote bag within about 2 weeks.
Yes, thank you very much. And does that go to that bank?
Because you showed the wisdom to indicate the show that you really appreciate, that
yes.
credit will go towards Dawood's program, Haiti the Revolution Continues. Anytime you like
see.
The program, they definitely look at that, and that allows that program to give a little validity to their being there.
Yes.
I'm bringing in members. I'm bringing in funds, so that was great. I did that for his program. I think it's an exceptional program as well. I support many programs.
Yes.
Okay, so that's
yes.
the situation.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. So I like the money order. I like that money order situation. Yes, you're welcome. Thank you, Neil.
Okay. Thank you. Listen, we have two people on the stack here, and we're starting to run out of time, and we've got to get to other issues. So Tom... Try to make it quick, and then Caroline, you're after Tom. Please try to make it quick. Go ahead, Tom.
I'd just like to make a comment about the call center. I notice when I call and I give the information, and they take up my credit card number, and I ask what they want. When I get an immediate email response, it tends that I get the premium, whatever, soon. But when I don't get an email response, then it's kind of suspect. But all I know is when you call them up, you give them the information, and they ask, do you want to be thanked on the air and all that stuff, and your email address so we can send you the newsletter. That's all good. But when you get an email response on your computer, then you sort of know it's going to work. But it doesn't happen every time when you call them. 3 out of 4 times, it sort of works. I just wanted to say that.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Caroline, you're next. Caroline?
Yes, hello. Sorry. Just a quick response. Someone brought up a point before who doesn't understand really the structure of Pacifica and suggested that we separate out. That's not the way it works. Pacifica is a corporation, and the 5 radio stations belong to Pacifica. You cannot be separated. There is a move afoot to sell off one of the stations, namely WBAI, because we're the richest, we would return the richest profit. But that is a corporate problem, and the only people who could stop that are the members, essentially. If they organized and refused to approve of that, they could probably be overruled for legal reasons because we're so far in debt. But basically, we cannot separate ourselves. We can be sold off by the corporation, and they would love to get rid of us because we would bring in a lot of money. But that's the way the structure goes. If you go to the Pacifica Foundation on the website, I think there's the original charter. And if you look up California Code, we're organized under the California Code, which is why this committee exists. We have membership rights as members. We have huge rights that we don't really exercise. And my question earlier to form a committee was to help us get better at exercising those rights. So that's I just wanted to comment on that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Carolyn. And this is going to wrap up programming and significant station policy. Next on the agenda is other issues, and I just want to state very quickly here that last month we discussed a leafleting project, and I haven't heard back from the station yet. But a problem that we do have is that it's very difficult to leaflet in 20-degree weather. So I did look up whether or not can leaflet in malls, and there is a constitutional case, a Supreme Court case, where you do have the right to leaflet in malls, because there are public areas in the malls. And the case is the Prune Yard case, in case you want to go to a mall and leaflet. Denise, you also wanted to say something in other issues here?
Yeah, we're doing
I'm interested in,
you know, in fact, I have been working to clarify how we can do promotions using our own phones and by communicating with people we know, associate friends and part of the community, so that we could exhibit the type of program we have. And we would try to match it up with the individual that we're dialoguing about WBAI with and generate more members and listeners. I have pretty much all of it done. I'm going to be speaking to Bruce, and I have two other people, because I also have to get the PFA's technique together as well. So I'm just going to not speak too much about it, but it is a way to promote the programming for us to, for each individual listener to have a free hand in introducing people to the programs that WBAI provides by using the actual program itself and our phones, our cell phones or email address. So once that's completed, I should have that information by the time we have our first meeting for this particular fundraiser. So,
I add on the stack, please.
You're on the stack, Maya.
Can we move
forward? Hang on. Anything else, Denise?
No, that's basically it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. Maya, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Yes. This is something that is primal, and it's pithily summed up in an ancient African proverb. It's basically, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Now, I believe it was in October, and this can be verified through the minutes, but it was unanimously decided that there would be moving forward a promotion that would provide a lot of new people joining the CAB regarding tech tips, suggestions, and information. There was a task force where Denise was all in regarding moving forward. In November, I offered some copy, and I invited people like Daryl and anybody else who wanted to provide the card. Denise's response was that, well, Linda is out sick, everything is up in the air, and she did the usual card. And then come the next month, in December, there was no update to Bruce, who was to head the effort, and me as coming forward with the idea that would help to coordinate. So my idea was, oh, this seems to be good news, in that at the beginning of the year, we would be moving forward. However, it seems that Denise has decided, unlike what she very appropriately pointed out and was followed up on, when a particular CAB member was inviting guests without any input and agreement for the CAB. That situation was readily corrected, and now we're hearing, well, the promotion is to be through this idea of a cell phone, which Denise has decided on her own. I didn't receive any update on how we could proceed with offering people, which would bring a lot of people who need help with the cell phone, the smartphone situation. And I lost an important thread that I hope someone will remember. There was either an on-the-ground program or the other program, Capitalism, where a guest or two was brought on, where they were giving away free software that would help people to solve these technical problems. So, again, we can't call out one person because they're doing something in a unilateral method and then go on to just do 180 degrees and not inform the people who were moving forward with the promotion. Thank you.
All right. Maya said that she had someone. I'm going to respond to this because I can't sit and let people contradict my name.
Can you quickly respond,
Maya,
Denise?
Very quickly. Maya said she had a thread. Where the hell is the thread? Excuse me for saying it like that. Okay, I understand that you don't have it. Let me give you a telephone number that you can call up and learn about computers that serve senior citizens. Maed, do you have a pen? The telephone number is 646-590-0615. That's a free senior citizen program for people who would like to learn about the internet. As I indicated at the end of the month,
hang on, everybody.
Use my name 4 or 5 times in a very derogatory way, and I didn't interrupt you. I expect you to at least show me the same.
Maya, please.
If you don't show me the same courtesy, then I will just let's say forget about it. Because this is one of the problems with our meetings many times, and you're bringing that same nonsense back in. Please. You said that you had a thread, I understand. You dropped the thread, I understand that. That's not a problem. I'm not saying Maya said she's going to do this. Maya said that Bruce is going to be the one who chose it. Bruce said that he's not going to do that. He didn't volunteer that. You volunteered that. Now, pertaining to what you're saying, that you gave me a script or something like that to give at the WBI. We're lucky. I'm lucky I even got a chance to say anything about the cab. The situation over there is insane. Now, if you can go into WBA and make them make carts and what have you, please do so. I did the best I can. And if you want to suggest a guest and follow up and find the guest and get the guest online for the next meeting, I invite you to do that as well, or anyone else. But do it, okay? And essentially, you're complaining. As I said before, I've been able to get all the information needed because many people tried it before, and now we need the PSA information. I did ask Bruce, and Bruce agreed to do it, and I have two other people as well. We are going to have our meeting this week. This is the first month of the year, and this is what I had said we would do. This is the first month still. When this month expires, then you can say Denise this and Denise that, but allow for the month to expire. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Denise. And I'd like to address Mayat also. Mayat, the cab announces every month the cab meeting, and we invite everyone to come to the meeting. So we can't force people to come to the meeting. It's voluntary, and that's all basically what we can do. Now, people, we are just about out of time here. I would like to quickly...
I had a question for you, Neil.
It has to be really quick, Mario.
Yeah, I didn't tune in from the beginning. Did you attend the LSB meeting, or did anyone attend the LSB meeting? Did they mention anything that's standing out? Oh, okay, Denise. Is there anything that stands out that's new or that's really bad?
I also sent that information on the contact, the CPB, whether the Pacifica calendar as well. I encourage everybody to attend these meetings because a lot of things are happening that we should know about and have input. We have a half an hour comment section at the LSB meeting. That is the only area of the LSB meeting that some, at least ideas are presented in a precise and full way. They spoke about the attendance, and I think it was Eleanor. She's a past CAB member, and she indicated that it would be only fair and equitable for all of the LSB members to either attend the meetings, you know, or if you can't attend, at least show the courtesy of giving, you know, advance notification and indicating I'm not well or whatever. They didn't even address it. They said that Elnia couldn't bring it up. So when I got a chance to do the comment sections, I do agree. We voted for these people. We spent a lot of money to put them in those places, and we voted for them to do a job. They can't do the job if they're absent. And if the very first month of the time for you to start your job, it's not the time not to come in and not to just arbitrarily excuse absences. So they spoke about that. There was a woman there that was from Pacifica who had a lot of complaints about the budget and what have you, and I indicated that if you're going to make statements pertaining to a person's job, at least have the person be there so that they can respond and you can have some kind of an intelligent dialogue. I'm going to really suggest, as I have said on the CAB notations, for the CAB members to attend the meetings. I am also going to say, if anybody has an idea for a host, which I have said many, many times, for it to be brought up now, we can make a vote if that's the one that we want to have and let that person pursue it.
All right, thanks, Denise. Mario, hang on. We got to wrap up this meeting here, people.
I just want to announce there's a meeting about the bylaws. It was on KPFTX this Wednesday. If you go to the site, you can get the call in. And Pacifica is doing a meeting about its bylaws. The bylaw committee.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that, Mario.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's it.
All right. Thanks, Mario. All right. Go ahead.
30 seconds. Use my
go
name,
ahead,
Maya. You're not going to have 30 seconds because you're not going to have the list in using my name in a negative way.
Listen, it was not negative. It's reality.
It wasn't accurate.
Let me make the point about what you said regarding Eleanor. She is on the LSB and is not allowed to be a member of the CAB. So that's
I didn't say that. Again, you misheard what I said. She was a CAB member.
You
and Eleanor is an excellent LSB member.
All right, guys.
The promotion, and it has nothing
again,
to do.
Again, you see, now you're trying, because you made a mistake, and it was proven that you made a mistake, so now you want to jump to something else and use my name. I'm not going to allow that, Maya. Sorry.
It's not derogatory.
January, this is the first month. When this month expires, then you can run your mouth any way you want to say, but allow this month to pass. This is the month that we said, January.
That is derogatory.
You guys are out of order here.
Denise is on fire.
Everyone, please be quiet here. You guys are out of order. Let's wrap up this meeting. I want to make the second announcement, the second CAB announcement. And everyone is welcome to attend the CAB meeting, and you do not have to identify yourself. However, thank you. However, if you want to become a CAB member, then you do have to give your name because you have to be a member of WBAI and you have to attend 3 out of 4 CAB meetings. And so that brings us up to the next meeting date, which will be the third Sunday in February. Does anyone offhand have that date?
February 18th, 2024.
All right, so the next CAB meeting will be on February 18th at 1 p.m. And I thank everyone for attending the meeting. I think we had a great meeting today. And thanks
Neil,
again for attending.
Neil, can I just ask for the record the name of that committee that's being formed?
I don't know if the committee has a name.
Because we're proposing basically to get away from the call center, and we're trying to find a way to present something to management to say,
God.
Is there any
It's a fundraising committee.
Fundraising committee.
Perhaps
good enough.
We should try to set a date today as to when we'll have our first meeting, so we can.
Great idea. Okay, can I do this? There's like six people that volunteered for it. Could I give that number so everybody has a record of what the free conference call number is? This way they'll have it just on their notepad, so when the meeting starts, they'll have it somewhere in their record. Could I give that free conference call number?
Do you have it handy, Tom?
Yes, I do. This is free conference call number 1-623-600-3766, and the passcode is 963-003. So when the meeting, you finally decide to have the first meeting, at least you'll have that on your record, so you won't have to look it up someplace. Maybe put it on your smartphone.
You did not give all the numbers.
Well, let me try again. 1-623-600-3766. Then the passcode is...
That's a PIN number.
The PIN number, 963-003.
Thank you.
There's no dash.
Well, when I type it in. No dash.
It's 963-003.
And if you put it on your smartphone under contacts, it's easy to get right to.
All right, and there are no other numbers. This is a free conference call number.
There are
no other numbers.
No, that's it.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for coming.
Okay. I was going to say, do you want to try
the next meeting will be on the 18th. Go ahead, Denise.
I was going to ask if you want to try for next Sunday to have the first planning meeting for this fundraising venue.
Well, let me get the name of this committee down. It's a planning committee. That's what it is. It's a planning committee to give the station some direction.
Great. And Denise is just proposing just to have a preliminary, feeling out what the whole committee is going to be about, to have it maybe set up for next Monday as a tentative thing to do.
All right.
Time and a date.
Yeah. Why don't we do? How about Sunday? Since we already meet on Sundays, or I leave it to anybody. I'm suggesting Sunday. We can throw something else. If we don't settle something within a minute or two, we'll have to figure it out further in the week.
Next Sunday at 1:00, you say?
Yeah, that's my suggestion.
Sounds good.
Maybe a little later, though?
What was that?
Hold on, let me balance this. Okay.
Maybe a little later in the day?
3:00?
It's not in the middle of the day. Maybe like 5 or 6.
Well, 1:00 is something everybody's used to, so they could add a tentative.
All right. I was just saying that if you had something to do, then you come home or whatever. It's just a suggestion. I don't have anything planned. I can come. All right.
Okay.
Sunday's fine.
So next Sunday at 1:00.
1:00.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Now, I'll see
okay,
the committee
Neil.
Members.
Thank you. Enjoy the week, everyone. Thank you.
Same to you.
Yeah, you
enjoy
too.
The week.
Thank
God bless you.
Thanks,
all.
Neil. Thanks a lot.
You too.
All right.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love.
Bye, Neil.